Okay, today's daf is Yud Daled. Now we're sort of mid sugya, so I want to reorient ourselves so we know exactly where we are. If you remember, the question was if a person had a chatzi zayit when it was a regular person, and a chatzi zayit when it was nikmanela pinganasi, and a chatzi zayit after. Do we say that since the chiyuv effect of korban came in the middle, it breaks it up, and therefore it wasn't in a consistent, state of because. As a yachid and as a kohen, as a king, it brings a different korban. Or do we say we can disregard the thing in the middle and to say that oh, we've got two, like a full kazayit on either side when it was regular head, and those two can combine? That was a question. Now, just to answer your question, Dov, which makes this question even harder to understand, is last year you asked me, is there any time limit? Now, when it comes to helem echad, no, but when it comes to kazayit, there is. To have the chatzi zayits to combine to one kazayit has to be what's called kedeach pras. So again, this king being coronated and dethroned in a very, very short period of time, right? So it's, we'll deal with being quite theoretical then, I think we have to say, to understand, in other words, the limits of this dinim and the implications of it. But it triggered off another discussion because we tried to bring proof from the following case. If you remember, where we left the shiur is, now we haven't explained how this is a proof yet, and the Gemara will spend time discussing the second case and questions around it before we get to the proof. But the other case was as follows. And that was debating Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi to understand if someone had a kazayit, pehelem, he had a second kazayit in the same helem as the first and learned about the first kazayit. Okay? And then he had a third kazayit and then learned about the second two kazayim. So according to Rabbi Yossi, as soon as he learned the idea of the first kazayit, it split up the first chiyuv chatat from the second and third. Okay, that's what we said last time. Where, if you remember, that was Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yossi says, no. Since the second kazayis is in the same helem, the same period of forgetfulness as both the first and the third, he can choose which korban he wants it to go with. That's how we explained it before. Now the Chavrai says, well, that's very similar to another case. Which is that's la arba chatzizayisim, and that was a case of four chatzizay, if you remember. And the four chatzizay the person had. He had a choice, if you like, of combining them. Again, the four chatzizayis, he says if he brought a korban on the first two, now each with a set, like helem with the next, if you remember. If he brought a korban on the one and two, then he'd bring a korban on three and four. That's how we ended it. However, if he was a pikeach, if he was clever, and he brought a korban on two and three, then he's got a chatzizay dangling on either side that can't combine with anything, and therefore he'd be chayav only one korban. That's the way we ended it. So it's very similar. In other words, both Chavraya agree with Rabbi Yossi that sounds like the chiyuv korban or the idea doesn't actually mechayiv really anything. That's, you can see where we're going in this direction now, and therefore he can choose. It's dependent on his machshava. So now we're up to Rabbi Yossi. Now we have to do all this chazara because otherwise we don't understand what's happening. Rabbi Yossi says this is up to the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi medamid shlamim. He basically says the same as the Chavraya, but rather than four chatzizayits, it's four full kazayisim. Okay, if he's clever, he'll bring two korbanot. What are the two korbanot? For one and two and three and four. Okay, if he's clever that way. However, if he's not, if not, he'll bring for three korbanot. How so? He brings on the one and two. Then he brings another one, three and four, because one and two is the same helem, three and four is the same helem, two different korbanot. You're fair. However, if he's not clever, he will have brought for two and three, because they're the same helem as well. And then now it's not a chatzizayit dangling either side; it's a full kazayit dangling on either side. And therefore, after doing a full kazayit for the full korban for one kazayit and for the other, then he'll end up being three korbanot. So this is like it's the same thing as a chavrai, what Rabbi Yossi is doing, but he's showing with a full kazayit. But in that situation, picking the middle two and three, ends up making you bring more korbanot. Okay. But again, it's the same principle that is taluy in the dart. Okay. Now before, I know we're in suspense here. We still want to know what the din is. Chatzir zayit before, chatzir zayit when it was nitmane, and chatzir zayit after. We're still, that's questions in the back of our head. But the Gemara is not going to let us get there yet. That's the next question. The next question is as follows. Rabbi Yitzhak Sha'al af achilat prasim ken. Now as I mentioned to you in the beginning of the shiur, kereach pras, if you remember, is... In other words, for multiple chatzi zayits or for two chatzitzayit to be combined to make the kazait to mechayev a person, has to be in b'kedeach le'pras, which is a half loaf, and there's different shiurim exactly what that is. I think we discussed it in the past what chatzit pras is. Okay, but it's a time limit. So, for example, if you had one chatzitzayit and one kedeach le'pras, and waited and then did another chatzitzayit after, they wouldn't combine. So the question is, do we say the same thing? Let's say that we take the same situation, all this time, all hemelachat. But the one, two, three, and four chatzitzayit we're having are all in different kedeach le'prasas. Could we play the same type of talui b'machshava of the person in terms of chiyuv korbanot? Two and three versus one and two, or three and four, that same type of idea. The Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Osa calls the shield to the Rav Yitzhak Leiti Klum. It's really meaningless, this whole question. Why? B'chilat prasim ha'davar taloi. No. Chiyuv korbanot. Yes, you need a kidei achilat pras to combine two different chatzig zayit to one chatzig to make some chayv korban. Fine. But it's not. That's not so much mechalik. How many korbanot people bring is dependent on Helemot, meaning Helem Achad, Helem Shtayim, meaning periods of forgetfulness in between. Meaning he didn't know he was doing an Aveira. Period of forgiveness, that's what I refer to, but he didn't know he was doing, he didn't know it was any Chaylev. But if once he had knowledge, that's what divides the two. I realize I made a mistake and then I continue to have other things by mistake. Well, that's what divides the two. For example, Ilu achal chatzi zayit betoch kedei pras zeh. Vachatzi b'dor pras zeh. Shema klum hu. Let's say someone had one chatzis zayit in a separate kedeach le'pras and another chatzis zayit in another kedeach le'pras, so the shnei maklumot means it's not going to combine. However, chal kama zayisim, if someone eats many kazayis, he's sitting there having a whole big seuder of these things, and it can become a prasim, it can be a long meal, but it's all be'elam echad. Well, ain't no chayv el'echad, he's only going to be chayv once. Meaning, achilat pras, yes, it might be a technical thing you need to combine two chatzizayit, but it's not something that's going to divide chiyuv korbanot. So put that aside. Now, see, we're still on a bit of a tangent here, because the Gemara now relates to a discussion we had in the Sefer Shabbos. And Moshe says this is what's happening, and that relates to the discussion there where there's a discussion where if someone takes a chatzizayit from one reshut to the next, okay, on Shabbos, and then takes another chatzeitz from a different reshut to the next. Do they combine? The answer is no. So I'll read a bit of the Pnei Moshe here so you can get a sense of what's happening. He says, Lo shachav, mi di sofer here at all, it's referring to Mesef the Shabbos, the ha al ha de achilat prasim. The ayri de ayri ba nakat, na mi la ha kederech pshas hazeh. Like, he says, a lot of time the Gemara is Yerushalmi will thematically connect concepts together and bring in sugas from other places. That's why he's saying what's happening. That's why this is what we're reading here comes a little bit out of left field. But he says, For example, he took not chatzis zayit. I made a mistake. So a chatzis grogeret, because for chotzah on Shabbos you have to have a grogeret size, not a kazayit, grogeret size. What happens if he takes a half a grogeret and takes another grogeret behelam echad? Well, then he's chayiv. So you know, there's from house to the street, all behelam echad, chatzis zayit the mitzdarif. Fine. Okay, b'shtei. If it's two helemot, he realizes, oh, I shouldn't have done this, and goes back and does it again. Oh, I shouldn't have done this. Whatever, it doesn't combine, because it has to be a full grogeret in a behelam echad. You can see the parallel so far. Okay. The ka'amar hatam, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi medamalei. I missed a bit. Rabbi Yossi amar behelam echad berushuot echad, behelam echad b'shteirushiot or b'shteilemot berushuot echad patur. He says no. If I'm taking two chatzi zayits from, in other words, for these two chatzi grogerets to combine, behelam echad has to be the same reshut. If it's two different reshut, it wouldn't combine. And what happens there? The Gemara, the Ka'amar Hatam, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Medamar Reshut, Achilat Prasim. He explains that this chatzi grogeret is like a chatzi zayit in terms of kedeach la'pras, which is, in other words, just as for Isra Chila, you need the two, if you like. I'm going to explain this outside, really, because in the interest of time. That just as when it comes to Isra eating something, the two Chatzi Zayit has to be Kedeach Pras. By me taking a Chatzi Groger from one Rishut to the next, or another Kazayit, Chatzi Groger to another Rishut, it's like being in two different Kedeach Prases, and therefore they don't combine. That's what the Gemara there is explaining. So now this is where the Rabban and the Kisrin come along and say, what do you mean? Amri, Adat Madamali, why are you comparing Hilchot Shabbos to Isra Achila? of eating say chelev. Why? Umedamine le Shabbos, sorry. Instead, compare it to Ilchot Shabbos itself, mine obey. Meaning, ilo arag chutecha betoch kedei beged zeh, v'chut echad betoch kedei beged zeh. Kshema klum, if someone just did one ariga, if you remember that for Malach of Oreg, you have to do it twice, right? So if you did one garment and another garment, shema klum hu, is it substantial? No. If you do many chutim, become a begadim helechad, it'll chayib. If it's one helechad, you do also chayib. In other words, saying don't compare it to kedei alchapras. The reason why Rabbi Yossi maintains if you take a chatzig gerut reshut zeh and a chlik reshut zeh is equivalent to weaving one thread in one garment, another thread in another garment, meaning you simply don't have a shiur. You don't have enough of a shiur to mechayiv you on Shabbos. Okay, that's the end of our tangent. Let's try and remember where we started. We started by saying I need to understand chatzizai kazait when the king was just a regular person. Chatzizai after he was when he was back to being regular person again. Can we combine the two outer kazesim when he was a regular person to mechayim now korban, or since it was a chiyuv korban in the middle, therefore it doesn't work. Now we're saying since we tried to compare it to the other case. The other case now of where, if you'd like, for example, the chavraya that says there's four chatzizesim. The four chatzizesim were all each with one or two the same helam, two and three in the same helam, three and four in the same helam, right? And we said that you can really even choose, say, it could either, if he's clever, he'll do two and three as his korban, and therefore don't have to make korban of one and two. So the way here the article explains, according the Noam Yerushalmi, I think, of Kili Yaakov, he says, but one second, how can he be clever and decide to pick two and three if there's already a chiyuv korban with one and two together? So you see, therefore, a chiyuv korban doesn't necessarily mechalek. So therefore, in our case too, the fact that the first chatzizayit and the second chatzizayit could make a chiyuv korban together doesn't mean I can't now combine the case of our king, who the chatzizayit before he was a king and the chatzizayit after he was king, to combine together. That's the proof. Okay? I'll show you Pnei Moshe slightly differently. He says, I'll show you here. I'll do the whole Pnei Moshe. Might be a bit of a longer shift today because it's hard enough. It says, Hashta pashit la habayalila el. Bechatzizayit ad shelo nimam vechatzayit minabim bechatzizayit mishava. So let's try and answer our individual question. So we had to get distracted a little bit, not distracted. We had to deal with all the sugya before we could actually come to the proof, as I explained to you. We kept on getting a bit of tangents along the way. We saw the chavraya held like Rabbi Yossi. That when it was a full chatzizaisin, that the first one could still combine with the second. They weren't arguing with Ikaradin, just how similar it was. Fine. That was a dimyom. Okay. So he says it's very similar cases, the chavraya of the full chatzizaisin, to our original question. So what's the proof according to Pnei Moshe? Proof goes by Moshe, which again I find it a little difficult to understand than the way the Asker explained it, but I'll read it inside. He says, Imken ba kan chiyuv korban mentayim, uminara uish haya she'en yistarfu ze im ze litcheya b'korban. Sorry, I missed a bit, sorry. Da'ad amir shachar chatzi zeit ha'shlishi be'elem echat im chatzi zeit she'ni. So two and three were the same helem. Vimken ba kan chiyuv, there's a chiyuv korban mentayim. Therefore, two and three should only be chayev a korban together. Litchayev a korban, and would not combine with the first chatzizayit. Because again, he understands the point of Moshe. The first chatzizayit learned about it on its own. Okay, he learned about, he was only aware of it chatzizayit. So that's not a chiyuv korban yet. Okay, but two and three was a chiyuv korban. So how can now you can combine one and two together? It's kind of the opposite. How can one and two combine together if two and three is really draining the chiyuv of korban? The fact that it's not preventing you from doing one and two together, it's like the opposite of what we explained in our scroll. It's not stopping you from doing one and two together means the chiyuv of korban isn't interrupting. Okay? It's not disrupting, I should say. That's the way pretty much explains it. That's all right. You could probably read the rest of it together. But in any event, I'll show you the two different ways of explaining that. But the Gemara rejects this as being a proof. He says, Amar al-Avon taman chiyuva b'korban, ha-chashinui korban. So a simple explanation at this point is as follows. He says, you can't compare the two cases. In the case with the four different chatzizesim, that case, it's all the same ramat korban. It's all the same korban that we bring in, but one and two, two and three, three and four. So that's why it seems to be at his choice of how he's going to combine it according to Rabbi Yossi. In our case, though, when he becomes king, there's a shinui, there's a change in the korban itself that's a place. So maybe therefore, once he becomes king and since a different korban is being brought, maybe that would be more disruptive. Maybe that would interrupt it such that one and three can all combine, and we're actually left with a question. Okay, so thank you for your patience, but we're left with a question. Let's now continue the Gemara. So this is going back to what we've seen. He had a full kazait now before he became king, a kazait when he was appointed, and a kazait after. All this all this without being aware of it, and he only learnt about it after. So al dat and the chavrayt is a bit of chazar for us. Dinu amri mushum shagdula machaperet, according to the shita that says why is he patur once he is goes up is appointed. That is because the Gdula is Mechaperet. So which one will be patur from? Well, Al Rishon, but Kipra Gdula Al Rishona, the first korban to be exempt from, the Chayiv Al Hashniyah Vashlishit. So the fact that it was Olela Gdula will only exempt him from the first Gezeit he had. Okay, yeah, fair. But this is all working with Rabbi Reb Shimon, remember? So Al Data de Rabbi Yossi, however, do Amar no Ein Chetov Yador Shavim, that Rabbi Shimon requires a violation and the knowledge of it to be in the same status of the person. Well, in that situation, he'd be Chayiv Al Rishon V'Hasheni. He'd be Chayiv Al Rishon Hasheni U'Patur Al HaShlishi. Probably, I think there must be a usage change here. That doesn't make sense. Yeah, Chayiv Al Rishon V'Al HaShlishi U'Patur Al HaShlishi. That makes much more sense. Sorry, I missed that usage change. That he'd be Chayiv Al the Rishon and the Shlishi because the Chet and the Adi were in the same status and the Sheni be Patur. Fine, that makes more sense. Okay, yeah, fair. So let's continue. Now, Achal Kazait. What if you had one Kazait? However, Safik Adshalo Nitmana V'Safik Mish Nitmana. He had a Kazait, but he's not sure whether he had that when he was king or when he wasn't king. He doesn't know, didn't get the timing right. Okay? Or Safik Adshalo Nitgayer, or he had a Kazait of Isur. So he knows he had it, but he does not sure if it was before he was a ger or after he converted. He doesn't know, he can't remember the timing. Safik Adshalo Bishderot or Safik Meshivir, or there's a doubt regarding whether he was a gadol or not, whether he's a Baal Chi of Korban. So in that situation, the chiddush of this sugya is his mevi asham taloi, which is a big chiddush because normally we understand that when does someone bring out of asham taloi? Not just any time he doesn't know when he has to bring a korban. It's only generally we say the chad mitre, where there's chaylev and shuman on the table, and yet one of them doesn't know which of the two it was. We see for the chiddush here that we're broadening the concept of bringing asham taloi to him even more sveikut. He doesn't know if it was bar chiyuv yet. He doesn't know if he was like he wasn't if it was bar mitzvah. He doesn't know if he'd converted yet. Or interesting here, even our case of this person who didn't know when he did the Aveira, if he was a king or if he was a regular person. So he doesn't know which korban to bring. Okay. Still bring Hashem Taloi. Okay, let's continue. Achal Safik Kazait. So someone had a Safik Kazait, so this is Safik Chelev, Safik Shuman. But he doesn't know if he had it on Yom Kippur or if he had it before Yom Kippur. So in any event, the Gemara says it doesn't make it even Safek Kapara Kiper. It'll be fine. Because Yom Kippur, if you remember, is Mechaper on Hashem Talui. If you remember, right? So whether it was the Chiyuv was generated on before Yom Kippur or on Yom Kippur, this Hashem Talui, well, it'll exempt him from. There's nothing to talk about in this. What happens though, in Biyom Kippurim he ate Yom Kippur, Im Lachar Yom Kippurim. Sorry, start again. If it was a Safik, was whether it was on Yom Kippur or after Yom Kippur. That's a Safik. So Chavraya Amrim Safik Kapara Kiper. According to Chavraya, there seems to be. Now, the simple understanding is we're dealing with this, sounds like this is still a case of Safik Chelev. Well, Safik Kapara Kiper. Well, the Yom Kippur is Mechaper on this Korban, this Safik Chiyuv Korbanot. So it should be fine. However, Amar of Matnaya, no, you've got it wrong. When is Yom Kippur Mechaper? Only if there's already generated Chiyuv Hashem Talui, or if it's generated already. Ein Safek Kapara Mechaper Alaminei Dami, meaning there's already a Chiyuv Korban Hashem Talui. Not whether, in other words, so therefore, in the case where I don't know whether the person wasn't sure if he had it on Erev Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur, well, there's still a generated, there was still a Chiyuv to bring an Hashem Talui, let's say, in Yom Kippur itself. But in this case, where he's not sure whether at this chaylev, it sounds like this safek chaylev, on Yom Kippur or after Yom Kippur, there's a safek whether there's even a chiyuv Hashem talui on Yom Kippur itself. So therefore, that's why he says korban matnah is not mechaper. Okay, that's the havamin at this stage. We'll see. We'll be rejecting this later on. So matnayim esay lechavraya. The mission seems to support the chavraya. It says Shabbat Yom Kippur v'asam malacha ben hashmashot. Now, this is, Penemosh has got an interesting reading on this, but I'm going to explain it like him. So it says, and but to do that, you need to fill in a lot of gaps. He says that there's, it talks about a debate. The debate is if someone did Malacha, it was Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and it was between the two, not Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Shabbos between the two. So it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. And he doesn't know whether he did it on Shabbos, whether it was, because it's Ben Hashmashot, doesn't know whether he did Malacha on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Then there's a debate. Rabbi Eliezer says he's chayev, chatat, and Rabbi Yeshua says, because mimanaf shach, he violated isul karet, and Rabbi Yossi says he's patur, because Rabbi Yossi says that you need to know, even from an asham talui, because you need to know exactly what aver you did wrong. Okay. The came into Kan, I'll look at the Pnei Moshe, the came into Kan lo yadaba ezamem chatat, then patur after asham talui. The Hashem Adayikle, I'm reading the Pnei Moshe now, because this is an interesting diuk. In Dibur Shabbat Yom Kippur, about halfway down. Bahashimadayakla, Siyaita de Chavraya. This is about Chavraya. Why? Disalkadaitli, if you want to think these Namen no Safik Chet, de Ben Hashmashot Shelacha Yom Kippur. If you want to say that we're not sure whether the veil was done before or after Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Im ken it need to be Chayim and Hashem Talui. Kasha, I've got a Kasha. Why don't we bring the even bigger chiddush? They should have read to that the Mishnah. Mamiti, decretut. Could go and try Chal Ben Hashmashot Lachar Yom Kippur. Do you mean by they have to bring Hashem Teloi? Kidding, Safek Achal Yom Kippur Olo. Dechayv Hashem Teloi. So why do you bring that as a bigger chiddush? Because now we've got a case where someone could bring an Hashem Teloi for either eating Yom Kippur or Safek with the eating Yom Kippur. Okay? Umidichazinan de Ben Reisha Bechiyuva de Hashem Teloi, Ben the Sefer, the Ptur Hashem Teloi, Lo Tani, it's not mentioned there, Hatam. It's only referring to Ose Malacha, doing some sort of Malacha. Shma Mina, the Bo'ochel, if someone would have eaten, Ben Hashmashot, Yom Kippur, Lo Ashken Chal, you don't have to bring it Hashem Teloi. Va'afilu Ben Hashmashot Shel Acharav, Ken Amasik, Va'azel, as it explains. Dimana, Dimimanafshach? In other words, so far we're explaining it as follows. In other words, if it was true that if someone ate this Safek Chalev, if you like, towards the end of Yom Kippur, that he'd be chayev, then the Mishnah should have solved that, taught us that case. And the Mishnah only talks about the potential of bringing Hashem Talui regarding a malacha, okay, but not regarding eating. Okay, can a masik ve'azir dimanafshach im yom kippuru, as it said, dimanash mashrot safek yom safek laila. And the reason why we're trying to say that it'd be patur because if it was Yom Kippur, then the Ben Hashmashot Safek Yom Safek Laila, meaning because it's Ben Hashmashot, don't know when it is. So if it's really daytime, then it's Mechaper. The Kol Yom Afilu Imchashecha, Yom Kippur is going to Mechaper for that Safek. Vim Laila, if it's nighttime, then it was Chol, it didn't do anything wrong, and that's the Chavraya. And that seems to support the position of the Chavraya that even if it's bridging to Motzi Yom Kippur, it would exempt him from Hashem Taloi. That's a Manafshecha. However, the Gemara says, one second, Vatani Achal. The Achal here goes back to the original discussion. We're talking about, as I said, Safek Chalev. He's eating some sort of Safek Chalev. I'll keep reading the Pnei Moshe. It says, "Kolam the Parich Dai Tana Hacha Bai Plug the Achal Safek Kazait Ve'in Yado Imu Kovir Achal." The Mashma the Lahav Hachi. Then nonetheless, there's some sort of Safek Chalev going on. V'hashte B'Sefer Achlu Ben Hashmashot Lacharim Kuvam. What's this Mein Nafshecha? In other words, Mein Nafshecha only makes sense if we're eating something chulin, meaning. Mein nafshecha means even if I ate something and I was over isul karet, then Yom Kippur wouldn't be mechaper because it's safek. And if it wasn't, it's chol would be fine. But if you're trying to say the whole question was he was eating safek chalev, there's no mein nafshecha because if it's the flip side, if it was Motzei, you'd be chayiv in Asham Taloi. So therefore, he's saying, what's his mind? Haraith yesh safek shema cholhu v'lo kiper alav Yom Kippur ela safek chelif shachal. So therefore, we have to smash our whole understanding what the sefer is talking about. So therefore, the sefer therefore must be to Amar Rav Yossi Barbun Bachilat Heter. Even though the Reisha was talking about before the machlok between of Chabraya Ravat Naya, meaning in the beginning when it talks about Achal Safek Kezayven or Ebe if Yom Kippur or before Yom Kippur he ate it, yeah, that's talking about Keres Safek Chelev. The sefer that was talking in Yom Kippur Achlo in Lachar Yom Kippur Achlo, with the whole debate regarding was Yom Kippur or Motzei Yom Kippur, was not talking about a Safek Chelev. It was just talking about eating on Yom Kippur. That's what it was talking about. And that's why you have this debate regarding between the two, whether you can say according to the Chavraya, Mai Nafshecha, what difference does it make? Meaning, if it was Motzei Yom Kippur, you'll be chayav anything. If it was on Yom Kippur, it's a Safek with Yom Kippur, it's a Yom Kippur. That's why he says Mai Nafshecha. Whereas Rav Matnaya says, no. Only Yom Kippur is only mechaper on a vaday, if you like, chiyuv Hashem Talui. That's when it's mechaper. And fine, let's end it. Let's continue. Achal chamisha zeitim natvulo ad shelo. Now this is interesting because if you remember, this takes us back. Wow, this takes us back. If you remember to the debate between Rav Yochanan, which was jumping around a bit, so we have to keep on like resetting. But Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish had this debate where the safik yediyah is considered yediyah. Okay, and if you remember, that is where someone had five sveikot, okay, five safik, five, if you like, kazesin, and he learned about each of the sveikot regarding all of them. And at the end, if you remember, it was a vaday. Am I chayv multiple korbanot or only one? And we showed Koresh Lakish that safik yediyah is considered yediyah and yechayv. Then we said, well, is safik yediyah considered yediyah across the board? Like, even Lakula, and if you remember, we did the sugya last time. We said, no. It's only necessary Lakhumra because it generated Chiyuv Korban. But now, what the Gemara is doing now, it's going back to that sugya and saying, no, maybe like, you got it wrong regarding understanding the Reish Lakish. I'm sort of giving a preview of the whole sugya here, but maybe you got it completely wrong. And maybe Reish Lakish is also saying Lakula, but for a different reason altogether, as we'll get to at the end. So it says, Achal Chamish Zemin Nitvalo Ad Shelo Nitmada. Okay? So, Adata Rav Shimon Lakish is chayev because the suffix yediyah he had in the very beginning was a yediyah. Okay, so and therefore since he had the aveira and the suffix yediyah, which the yediyah was a time when it was a hediyot, was a regular person, is the same status in chayev. However, Adata Rav Yochanan it is patur. So the Gemara says, Kenam Rav Shimon Lakish l'chil v'lo liftor. Do you think he's only been chumra but it wouldn't work l'kula? So this is like the opposite, the complete flip side of the sugi we saw before when we were dealing with the machloket. And lekeni rather, achal chamisha zedim in nidvalo besfaka mishnit mana. What if he had five kezesim? Okay? And then he was aware of the suffix of his status when he became a king. Ubevadam, after he comes, steps down. According to Reb Shimon Lakish, which is the way we rejected it before, do amandi kaper mikza. We'll explain it that's far in a minute. At this stage, we're going to say he would exempt it. It would be patur, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, be chayev because the idea. We'll see, explain what's why this is working. But let's just it's not kesafik idea. But I'm just going to use that terminology for simplicity at the moment. But because in the case of sfeikut was a different status of when the actual avera was, that's why it'd be patur. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, if we disregard that altogether, that sfeikut idea is considered zero. And therefore, the actual Aveira and the Adia were done at the same status, meaning before he was king and after he was king. Now, why is it with having a different perspective of the Shitta of Reish Lakish? So it says as follows: Do Amar nitkaper mitzatchet lo nitkaper kulo? Do Amar pator? Adat Rabbi Yochanan Amar nitkaper mitzatchet nitkaper kulo? Do Amar chayev? So we're saying we're connecting it to a different debate altogether, and that was a debate. Regarding if someone had two kazais, I had three kazais, if you remember, and he only was aware of two, and he brought a korban. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Nikvar mitzatam nikaper kulo, right? You don't have to bring another korban. According to Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it was only brought for two, you need to bring another korban for the third. That was a debate. So to understand this, we really need to look at the Pnei Moshe. He says, Kulomar. Actually, you know what? I'll skip quite a bit because in the interest of time, jump down if you about halfway down this and Shimon Lakish. She says, Shlakish. We learn from the other Rish Lakish. He, oh, I thought there was only two. Vifrishi separate chatat, and it was offered. You have to bring another korban for the third kezayis. You only learned about it after. Alma, now this is the tricky part. Alma dia kamaita that originally dish nodalo ala shnayim mechalke lechataot, that the original yadia is considered substantive. V'lo amrinan, we don't go batar yadia shnia. V'lo batar nech batar yadia batraita. Shoda achar ken. Al kulam, that the third, that later dia, the encompassing yadia, we go by the original dia. V'it kaper b'korban echad l'kulam, sh'arei b'elem echad kocham. Ela, no. Mekeban she'el matchila al shnayim, since the original yadia was only regarding two, we go by that idea. So to here, also it's chamisha zeitin that he had before he was when he was a regular person, and then he was aware of the suffix when he was nitmana. We go by that first idea, that first drop of knowledge that is coming in. That is what is koveya. The law of Bat Yadiyah Batraita, it's not going Bat Yadiyah Batraita, Shnulachashavar. And we don't go by the later Yadiyah. So, in other words, in other words, the first Yadiyah, that first drop Yadiyah is what is Koveya, that's what's important to us. Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra, according to Rabbi Rish Lakish. V'acha patul de lo havei cheto vi yadiyah shavim. V'afagav, who cares if it's a Safik Yadiyah? Hakfar Shamina Rish Lakish, this first Safik Yadiyah, Shabbein Kolechad Vechad Le'inyan Chiluchataot. Yes, if a him. The Safik Yadir is substantive because it was generated Chiyuv Chatat. But the most important part is that you go by the first Yadir, not the last Yadir. That's the ingredient, according to Bnei Moshe, that is important. So that would work. Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra. Sorry, I should say Bein Lachumra, Bein Lakula. That's the Chiddush. V'chazav v'nodala acharachila kulam. It doesn't make a difference. Hachal likshir kere'el. You have to bring a kasha. Dulam ka'amar Bein Lakula b'chumra. He holds both. However, contrary Yochanan, he agrees you go by the first Yadir. However, he just thinks, I'll do the rest outside. He just thinks that Yediyat Safik is not considered substantive at all. And that's why, according to him, Safik Yediyah, you just completely disregard altogether. And also, it's a substantive Yediyah in the beginning of two, but he holds him Nikpa Mitzat and Nikpa Kula. Okay, just said it, we'll stop here. Cool, so have a good